The AP News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. It's 10 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are working in good faith to avoid a partial government shutdown.
What the Senate cannot do right now is mimic the chaos in the House, where a vocal minority of hard-right rabble-rousers want to bully their way into making a shutdown happen.
With the deadline approaching, President Biden will meet at the White House with congressional leaders. The proposed spending bill includes aid for Ukraine and Israel. At issue is a demand by Republicans for border security money. This is Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
They're getting closer to delivering serious, lasting solutions to the unprecedented humanitarian and national security catastrophe that's unfolded on President Biden's watch.
For the first time in years, Republicans will not hold a debate before next week. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Both scheduled debates are now canceled after Nikki Haley to take part unless Donald Trump did. Trump has skipped all five Republican debates. And while Ron DeSantis committed to showing up at both in New Hampshire, Haley's decision ended up scrapping them. CNN says instead of Saturday's debate, it will host a town hall with Haley tomorrow. DeSantis had his own yesterday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former President Donald Trump has been warned in court to keep his voice down. He's been grumbling loudly to his lawyers. While columnist Carol testified in New York, Trump shattered nation after she accused abuse. It's cold from coast to an ice storm is bearing down on the Pacific Northwest. This morning in Atlanta, it was 12 degrees, colder than Alaska's capital, Juneau. It was 18 degrees there. The cost to overdraw a bank account could drop to as little as $3 under a proposal announced by the White House. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. This is AP News. The Songwriters Hall of Fame has announced its new inductees. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
R.E.M. and Steely Dan will go into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So will producer-writer Timbaland. He's responsible for hits like Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott and Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back. Songwriter Hillary Lindsay also will be inducted. She wrote this song. Jesus, take the wheel. Dean Pitchford also will be inducted. Among his hits is this song. Now I gotta cut loose. The induction ceremony is June 13th in New York. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he will not sign a proposed ban on tackle football for children under 12. Newsom says he's deeply concerned about the health and safety of young athletes, but an outright ban is not the answer. There are increasing concern about concussions, along with the rise of the popularity of flag football. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
The Richland Locker is turning up the flavor this week. Sink your teeth into boneless pork chops at an amazing $2.98 per pound. Craving something extra? Try stuffed pork chops, sage and onion, or apple stuffing, both a steal at $4.98 a pound. And don't forget to swing by the deli for a taste of the Southwest with the zesty Southwest dip, only $3.98 per pound. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight. Hurry in and savor these delicious deals. Visit them on South Main Street, Richland Locker, where tradition meets flavor. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Woodland Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Sitter Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, and Kickapoo Creekside. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 11 degrees above zero in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, not as cold as recent days, with a high of 12. Tonight, mostly cloudy and brisk with a low of 1 below. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 15. In Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 4 to 5 miles per hour. And after a low of 9 below, it's 11 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Good afternoon. It's 11 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. This week's bitter cold temperatures have one good side. Lake Mendota is fully frozen. Unseasonably warm temperatures delayed the freeze by nearly a month. The lake is usually frozen over before Christmas. This isn't the latest freeze. However, WKOW reports that Mendota froze over on January 30th in 1932. Safety experts remind people to be careful out on any ice and to bring rescue equipment if they're unsure of the thickness of the local ice. As frigid temperatures continue, AAA advises homeowners and renters to how to avoid wintertime repairs. Prolonged periods of below freezing temperatures can wreak havoc on a home's heating system, plumbing, and exterior features. AAA Insurance reports the average regional frozen pipe claim costs more than $11,000, though the amount can be much higher depending on damage to personal property. To protect your home, remove hoses from exterior faucets. Repair or replace weather stripping around windows and doors, vents and fans, plumbing, air conditioners, and electrical and gas lines. Use caulk or insulation to seal all cracks, holes, and other openings on exterior walls. Let faucets drip a little bit to prevent freezing pipes, while insulated basements and crawl spaces will help protect pipes. Close foundation vents and windows to basements. Wrap vulnerable pipes with pipe insulation. Know where your water shutoff valve is so that you can turn off the water in case of an emergency. Air inside the walls where pipes are can be much colder than air in the room, so set the thermostat at a reasonable temperature, even if you will be away from home. Keep bathroom and kitchen cabinet doors open to let warm air circulate around the pipes. Close your wood-burning fireplace, flue damper when you're not using it. Follow all manufacturer instructions for gas fireplaces, including those with pilot lights, which may require the flue to be partially open at all times. If you experience winter damage, once conditions are safe to do so, document the damage by taking photos and video. Employ any safe measures to prevent the damage from spreading. Then contact your insurance provider immediately to file a claim. The sooner you start the process, the faster you can repair the damages. When temperatures plummet this cold, it's not just us complaining, so do our cars. With lower tire pressure expected and some no starts, give yourself extra time to leave in the mornings. Start your car and give it plenty of time to warm up. Experts say it also doesn't hurt to do this a few times during cold snaps, even if you don't plan to go anywhere. And be sure to have a newer battery. J.D. Power says that the sub-zero temps block the way that fuel normally gets into the combustion chambers, leaving us with problems. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss describes legislative district maps proposed by Democrats as a political gerrymander. Those maps are now before the state Supreme Court.
So my hope is that the court, in any fair reading, rejects the maps that were submitted, which have large partisan bias, and either has maps drawn by the professors, if they go that route, or ultimately will have to go to the Supreme Court and demonstrate the huge political nature of what they've done.
Voss said Tuesday that he's still hopeful the liberal majority on the state court will submit constitutional maps. If not, Republicans will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. A national Democratic law firm has asked the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court to throw out the battleground state's congressional maps, arguing that the court's decision last month ordering new state legislative maps opens the door to the latest challenge. The redistricting lawsuit filed Tuesday by the Elias Law Group on behalf of Democratic voters comes less than a month after the court threw out the state legislative maps. Consultants hired by the court are now reviewing 7 proposed new maps. Litigation is ongoing in more than a dozen states over U.S. House and state legislative districts enacted after the 2020 census. The Richland County Board met last night to conduct business of the county. The board approved 2 job descriptions: the Parks and Trails maintenance position to ensure proper year-round mowing, plowing, repair, and upkeep of county fairgrounds, trails, and parks properties. The Board of Supervisors approved the creation of a Parks and Trails maintenance worker in the Richland County Highway Department. Also approved was the creation of a position in the Richland County Management Information System Department for a MIS assistant at 20 hours a week. There is currently a 20-hour-a-week position in the MIS department that has been contracted for 4 years. It has been the long-term plan to move this position from contracted to a county position. This move will make the position more permanent and help with retention and recruitment. This position was in the approved 2024 budget. A $24,600 payment to General Communications Incorporated of Madison was approved for a 2024 maintenance contract for the Sheriff's Office radio system. The board also approved the purchase of a used ambulance from the Muscadet Rescue Squad to replace the Richland County Joint Ambulance Committee's oldest ambulance at last night's meeting. Emergency fire wardens in Richland County were approved. They are the Boaz Country Store, the Natural Bridge Store, Richland County Land Conservation, and the Port. Joanne Welsh was honored last night for her 39 years of service to the county in the Health and Human Services Department upon her retirement. It was also announced that a public meeting will be held February 6th at 5 to discuss the Highway 60 road project between U.S. Highway 61 and County Highway W, located in Richland and Crawford counties. The meeting will be held at the Richwood Town Hall. As Richland County looks at the future of the UW-Richland campus, legislators are discussing a bill to assist counties losing their campuses. State Senator Howard Markline was on WRCO's morning show.
Campus community transition grants, which affects us right here in Richland County. And this is something that Tony Kurtz and I authored. And it would be a grant program to counties in which a 2-year campus has closed, okay? And Richland County is slated to get $2 million in that bill, as are a couple of other counties, Washington County and Fond du Lac County, with their 2-year campuses closing in-person instruction. So we are, Tony Kurtz and I are working and trying to get that thing done. I met with the Richland County Administrator, and there's a lot of possibilities here, for what to do with the campus. All of them are going to take some money, so if the state can help out counties like Richland County, I think that's a great thing. And as far as precedent, when the Medford 2-year campus was closed many years ago, the state stepped in and helped the county there with their closure. So we had a hearing in the assembly on that bill last week, and I'm hopeful we get that through.
It could be a while before counties see any money from the legislation if passed.
It has to get out of committee, and it's got to go through Joint Finance Committee, and then it's got to get passed by both houses and then signed by the governor. So, and I don't know what the prospects are. I think there are a number of legislators that may not have been interested in that conversation, but now with the UW kind of, I think, hinting at the prospect of more two-year campuses maybe getting closed, I think there's legislators that are kind of looking in their backyard saying, you know, this might be a good bill because maybe my county will end up having to take over the maintenance of these buildings.
The assembly hearing was held last week. Here's Representative Todd Novak.
Hopefully we'll get it moved and get it out of the assembly and Howard can take care of it in the Senate and go there.
In the meantime, Richland County has developed a campus reconfiguration committee to focus on the future of the campus. Republicans who control the Wisconsin State Senate have voted to fire a utility regulator because he supports income-based rates. The Senate voted 21-11 Tuesday to reject confirmation for Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner. Democratic Governor Tony Evers appointed Huebner to the commission in March 2020 and reappointed him in March 2021. Before joining the commission, Huebner served as executive director of Renew Wisconsin, a nonprofit organization that advocates for renewable energy. Republican Senator Julian Bradley said before the vote that the PSC has no legal authority to create different rates based on a customer's ability to pay. At the Capitol, Speaker Robin Voss says a medical marijuana bill from Assembly Republicans is non-negotiable with the Senate.
Most good ideas start in the assembly. It takes a while for the senators to actually read the bill, to warm to them, to understand what they are. We have put in months and months of negotiations. We have a very detailed bill that I am pretty sure has 50 votes in our caucus to pass.
Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu last week rejected the assembly bill, but indicated Senate Republicans were open to changes. Wisconsin is one of many states without a defined formula for deciding alimony payments in divorce court. Shea Dreffs is with Custody Exchange. That's a firm that helps families navigate divorce.
And they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? And if that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
Her company's research recommends Wisconsin put a formula into law.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
The study says about two-thirds of states have no guidelines for alimony negotiations. Democrat Eric Wilson, a candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, has called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the ongoing conflict in Gaza following the October 7th attack. Wilson aims to encourage a diplomatic solution that respects the rights and safety of all involved. This aligns with Wilson's approach towards politics. The Richland Center Fire Department responded to a house fire on Cocomanjo Road Tuesday afternoon around 12:45. 6 fire units and 24 firefighters arrived to find the fire in the ceiling of the first floor around the chimney area. Fire personnel were able to keep the fire contained to a small area around the chimney area in the floor of the second level and a wall upstairs. Water damage was minimal, but there was heavy smoke damage to the second level of the home. No injuries were reported. Fire personnel were on the scene for 2 hours and assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department and the Viola Fire and EMS. A change of quarters was covered by the Muscadet and Avoca Fire Departments to backfill the Richland Center Station. The Viroqua Fire Department responded to a house fire Tuesday afternoon around 3. The fire on William Street in the city of Viroqua was in the clothes dryer. Upon the department's arrival, smoke was visible coming from the structure. The fire was brought under control quickly and extinguished. There was smoke damage to the whole structure and fire damage to the area of origin and a bedroom. The department was on scene for approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes. There were no injuries to anyone. The origin and cause of the fire is under investigation. Assisting the Viroqua Fire Department were the Westby and Viola Fire Departments, Tri-State Ambulance, the Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Streets and Utilities, Madison Gas and Electric, and Xcel Energy. It's a sunny 12 degrees above zero in Richland Center. We'll check in with DATCAP's Michelle Reinen next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Happy New Year from the Creative Outlet. Let me help you with your New Year's resolution to catch up with your scrapbooking projects. With great products for all four seasons and my help, you're sure to find exactly what you need to make this New Year's resolution stick. Come see me at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
WRCO News Time is 12:23. We are over 2 weeks into the new year. If you made a resolution, how's it going? Many different types of resolutions are made prior to the beginning of the year, and the number one resolution usually made is losing weight and getting fit. If that is your resolution and you are thinking about joining a fitness center to achieve your goal, be sure you are going to make the right choice before signing up. Michelle Reinen is with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Find a fitness center to assist you with those goals. Maybe it's with a trainer, and maybe it's just the use of their equipment. But before you purchase a gym or fitness center membership, be sure to understand all the terms and conditions of your membership. And this includes the length and the payment amounts. How long are you obligated? And understand their cancellation policy if you engage in a longer-term membership. And ask questions and get these answers documented as part of your agreement to be sure that you have that resource later should something come into question. And we also urge any consumer who's looking at a fitness center to check to be sure that they have proof of financial responsibility on file with DADCAP if you're asked to pay more than $100 in advance of receiving those services, because that means they have a way to protect your money that you're paying in advance when they have that proof of financial responsibility on file. So call the Consumer Protection Hotline to check out a facility before you engage in a contract.
Before signing a contract, be sure to read it carefully, because there might be a chance you will be unable to get out of it, even for an unforeseen reason.
Some cases, maybe it's only if you have a medical condition that pops up during the terms of your contract is going to be the only way that you can get out of it. You know, even if you move to another state, you might still be obligated to that length of contract. So understand those terms and conditions.
A great way to make sure a certain fitness center is a perfect choice, there is an option that might be available.
A great way to try out a facility is to see if you can get a trial membership for maybe a week. There's lots of competition out there, so they may provide you one for a week free of charge or maybe just a small fee, and go to that facility when you would normally work out, not when they suggest. But if you're always going to go at 5 o'clock after work, see how busy it is. See if the equipment's going to be available for you, knowing that this is usually the peak hour and peak time of year when people are there. But you want to be sure that that's going to fit your lifestyle and that you can engage with whatever facility you choose to use.
A local fitness center might be a safe choice, but Reinen says still be sure to make sure it is the right choice.
Don't give in to sales pressure. Check them out. Look at all the competition out there. Know the true cost and, you know, try it out. And before you sign that contract or agreement, be sure you read all those terms and conditions.
In Wisconsin, there is a requirement that fitness centers provide proof of responsibility to DATCAP if collecting more than $100 in advance of providing fitness center services. You can check for this proof before signing any contracts by contacting DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wisconsin.gov. If you have any issues, questions, or concerns, contact DATCAP, DATCAP, as well. A Red Cross blood drive was held yesterday in Muscadet. 72 units of blood, including 16 double red cell donations, were collected. Registration volunteers were Tobiah Frazier, Asha Frazier, Kate Frazier, and Jackie Schmadick. Pleasant Valley Mennonite Church served refreshments, including homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive will be held Tuesday, March 19th, from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym. Wisconsin's frozen road law takes effect tomorrow morning at 12:01 for the northern half of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation designates the regions as Zone 1 and Zone 2, which includes U.S. 10 near Stevens Point, along with numbered state and federal highways north of U.S. 10. The frozen road determination for other areas of the state will be made when conditions warrant. The frozen road law allows vehicles hauling abrasives or salt for highway winter maintenance and certain forest products to carry more weight. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. The department maintains an interactive map for seasonal weight restrictions, which shows the frozen roads boundaries, Class 2 roads, and posted roads. The declaration is issued once the ground under highway pavement is frozen to a depth of at least 18 inches, allowing the maximum gross weight for trucks hauling logs or salt and sand for maintaining roads in winter to go up to 98,000 pounds on vehicles with a minimum of 5 axles. Special permits for hauling the increased weights are not required in Zone 1 and Zone 2. However, vehicles must be legally licensed at 80,000 pounds to handle the increased weights. The higher weight limits do not apply to county or local roads unless authorized by the local agency having maintenance authority. Also, higher weights may not be transported on any highways or bridges specifically posted for lower weight limits. More information on overweight permits can be found on the Wisconsin DOT website by searching for oversize overweight permits. Haulers with specific questions can contact Wisconsin DOT's Oversize Overweight Permits Unit at 608-266-7320. A recorded message with general information on road restrictions is available by calling 608-266-8417. The 21st annual Walk with Grace will be held in August. Planning for the walk will begin Thursday evening at 6 at the Grace office. Walk Chair June Nee invites all those interested in being a part of the planning to attend. There is a need for a recruitment chairperson. If you or someone you know may be interested in this position or finding out more information, please join the meeting or let June Nee know. Please put on your thinking caps for theme ideas, kickoff, and ways to make this 21st year memorable. Nee invites everyone to tomorrow night's meeting at 6 at the Grace office above Royal Bank. She also encourages you to invite anyone you know who would like to be a part of the walk, which will be held Friday, August 9th. Property tax payments are due on the last day of the month. If your municipality allows you to pay by installments, the first installment needs to be paid in full on or before January 31st to your local treasurer. Payments must be postmarked no later than January 31st to avoid delinquency status and possible additional charges. The La Crosse Regional Airport is still on the search for a new director. According to a WKBT report, the Aviation Board met to discuss an update on the search that began on January 3rd. The board is accepting applications until January 28th, and so far they have received 9. Current director Ian Turner's final day in the role is today, and Lauren Koss will serve as interim director until a permanent replacement is found. Officials are looking for a candidate similar to Turner, who is moving to the Idaho Falls Regional Airport. The Wisconsin State Senate voted to pass a bill which would designate a portion of I-90 as the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway in honor of the 14 World War II veterans from the Ho-Chunk Nation that have been recognized as Code Talkers. Code Talkers were Native American members of the military who communicated messages using a secret code that could only be deciphered by their native languages. State Senator Brad Paff is a co-author of the legislation. Today's winner in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle of $500 is Deb Leverenz of Richland Center on ticket number 233. It's 13 sunny degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance. Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA. Helping you feel.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
It's 13 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, January 17th. David J. Meixelsperger, 80 of Plain, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held this afternoon at 2 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church this afternoon from now until the time of Mass at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Dave Meixelsperger is survived by his wife Darlene, daughter Doreen and Kurt Lack, a son Dean, 3 grandchildren, 2 great-granddaughters, a brother John and Josie, brothers-in-law, Felix Ring and Tommy and Lucy Johnson, sisters-in-law, Dorothy Bowl, Dolores Gruber, Alner Pletzer, Carol Knockreiner, Joanne Hill, Pearl Meixelsperger, and Carol Meixelsperger. Also many nieces, nephews, and other relatives. David J. Meixelsperger, 80, of Plain. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena, died January 9th after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker is survived by his wife Dorothy, three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker, seven grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Fred Waltz is survived by two children, Wendy and Dennis Butler, and Wade and Jesse Waltz, four grandchildren, a great-grandchild, five siblings, Sandy Scanlon, Pat and Steve Updike, Tom and Pam Waltz, Nancy and Mike Devlin, and Michelle and Rich Bender. A sister-in-law, Sally Waltz and Steve Fritz, numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins, his significant other, Kathy Wallen, and Kathy's three daughters, son, 10 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Frederick E., Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Marion M. Perry, 101, of Richland Center, formerly of Madison, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. No formal services will be held. Memorials may be made to Harvest Guest Home, St. Croix Hospice, or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marion Perry is survived by nieces Bonnie and Jim Toffney of Soldiers Grove, Laureen Knabel and Kevin Tuckwood, and Joanne and John Sumwalt, all of Richland Center, and Marcia and John Coe of Otsego. A nephew, Rod and Helen Perry of Richland Center, and great-nephews. Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with a sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. Jean Burkett knew all along that Schmidt Woodland Hills would be her eventual home.
I just thought, why don't I move while I'm hale and hearty and can make the decision and enjoy life at Schmidt?
It's been a great transition for Jean.
The thing I love about Schmidt is we can be as involved in the dining room or with the activities, or you can shut your door and be as private as you want to and read your book. So it's been a fine experience for me.
If you're wrestling with the decision, Jean understands.
It is hard to leave your home, and you're leaving your memories of your children growing up, but those are still in my head. I'm very happy that a lovely family is in that house now, and I'm where I am. I'm safe, and I'm comfortable, and I'm happy.
Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. It's more than living. It's living well. Call 647-8931.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good day. How's it going? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, temperatures not quite as cold as they have been the past couple of days, and that'll be the trend through the weekend. We'll see a more significant warming trend moving in by Sunday and Monday and sticking around for most of next week as mild Pacific air floods across the northern U.S., pushing our temperatures about 10 or 12 degrees above normal. Now, as far as precipitation goes, it looks like a band of light snow should work well south of us tonight through parts of Iowa and Illinois. May graze the Wisconsin-Illinois border area with dusting overnight. Then a separate system should come through our region Thursday evening into late Thursday night and could bring us a good inch of powdery snow around here, maybe even 2 inches in the far southern portion of the area. So do expect some slippery travel conditions tomorrow night. That'll clear up and we'll have some sun returning by Friday afternoon into Saturday with high pressure. And again, that really warm air coming in by early next week. The pattern could be a bit active next week as well, with several chances of mixed precipitation across the region. So the rest of today, partly sunny, high temperature close to 12 degrees, southwest to west wind near 10, mostly cloudy and brisk tonight, low 1 below zero, partly or mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 15, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, some light snow likely ending a few hours after midnight, an inch or so expected, maybe a bit more in the far south, low at zero. Friday, partly sunny, high 10 degrees. Saturday, a cold start, but plenty of sunshine, low 7 below, high 13. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and turning milder, low 6 below with a high of 21. Monday, mostly cloudy and mild, low 12 degrees, high 34. Chance of a light wintry mix Monday night. And Tuesday, cloudy and even warmer, low 28 with a high of 38, 40% chance of scattered light rain or wintry mix. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 13 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 5, our low this morning was 9 below. Our high so far today, 14 degrees. The record high for this date set in 1894 is 54 degrees. The record low, 34 below, was set in 1982. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 35. Sunset tonight will be at 4:54, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds, 9 to 14 miles per hour, making it feel more like 4 above outside. The barometer is up to 29.84 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 13 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Is there a better way to run the federal farm program? Find out today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Here we are again. The 2018 Farm Bill expired last fall, and we're operating on an extension of that until Washington can agree on and pass a new Farm Bill. Brad Lubin is an ag policy specialist at the University of Nebraska.
The Farm Bill that we have today, this extension for 2024, is essentially the same Farm Bill that we passed in 2014, which isn't that different than what we originally passed in 2008. Farm bills are evolutionary, yes. We've basically had the same farm program now for a decade.
Speaking of decades, Lubin says we've been rewriting farm bills every few years.
One clause says the current farm bill supersedes the 49 legislation as long as it's in effect. If there's ever a coalition that simply repeals that clause, then either we're done and the farm bill literally expires and we shut off the lights at USDA, or we turn the current farm bill into the new permanent legislation without an expiration date.
Which Lubin seems to think has some potential.
Then maybe it would be the easier fight for ag is to say, hey, the current farm bill has worked for the last 10 years. Just keep it and take away the expiration date and we'd be done.
Lubin presented at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing, design service and more, all from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
I'm Nicole Hasselup with Agribusiness News. I'm Brownfield. A farm organization's policy expert remains concerned about a possible government shutdown this week. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Karen Geffert is Government Relations Director for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. She tells Brownfield that even with an announced spending agreement in the House, there's no guarantee it will get the votes needed to pass.
Initiatives in the House have, we would think,
been very easy to pass, and that doesn't seem to be the case at this point in time with the current political dynamic.
Gafford is hopeful the continuing resolution successfully moves through Congress so lawmakers can work on other important legislation like the Farm Bill.
Funding the government will end up taking priority in the month of March, and so we will likely see the Farm Bill not come up in March. It will likely have to take a little bit of a backseat to making sure our government's funded.
From the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Corn farmers in areas that were dry in 2023 could see a yield boost from residual nitrogen this year. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more.
University of Minnesota Extension soil scientist Brad Carlson says dryness has plagued large portions of the Corn Belt the past few years.
We know that in some places the crops didn't perform to their full potential, and of course in those instances, particularly in a corn crop, we know that it probably ended up leaving nitrogen behind just simply because the crop didn't pick it up.
He tells Brownfield the nitrates are potentially usable for corn on corn, and Carlson encourages growers to take a soil nitrate test ahead of planting.
Realize that the loss processes of nitrate are water-based, so if it were to get really wet this spring, we could potentially lose some of that, and so that's one of the reasons why we try and time that as late as possible.
From the Min Ag Expo in Mankato, Minnesota, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
Meanwhile, an ag lender says farm financial conditions across agriculture remain strong heading into this year. Kyle Hurley with Greenstone Farm Credit Services tells Brownfield.
There's still awful good credit quality across Greenstone's book of business, and really from what I hear from other farm credit associations throughout the country. While it could set up to be another challenging year, we know that last year's challenges may not be repeated.
He says cash on hand in 2023 delayed a lot of farmers from using lines of credit until the last quarter.
We also see that there's a lot of our debt that's on fixed rates for long term, and so there's a lot of insulation against these interest rate increases.
However, Hurley says feed costs caused widespread challenges for the protein sector and are likely to leave a lasting impact on some pork producers.
I think we should expect there would be some consolidation in the pork industry nationally.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Two auctions coming up in January. First, on Friday, January 26th, we have our first equipment consignment auction of the year at the Columbus Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a 2021 Bobcat S76 skid loader loaded with options, a Bobcat S650 skid loader, a John Deere 2320 MFWD tractor, and a 2017 Dodge 2500 four-door truck. And expect a wide selection of construction and hand tools from local contractors. Our farm, toy, and collectible auction is the following Tuesday, January 30th, at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction includes some hard-to-find toys, including Big Buds, pedal tractors, pulling tractor toys, 1/8 scale and 1/16 scale. And don't worry, this auction will be inside. And don't forget the equipment consignment auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, coming up in mid-February. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids have been slow to pick up. Asking prices are around $174 to $175 live in the south while the north is quiet. Weather remains a challenge for many areas and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.94 at $2.97.93. Select is $2.20 higher at $2.82.18. At the winter livestock auction in Colorado, trade activity and demand were both good. Feeder steers were mostly $1 to $12 higher across all weight classes with instances of sharply higher sales. Feeder heifers were mostly $1 to $8 higher across all classes with spots of $12 higher. Medium and large one-feeder steer, 602 to 629 pounds, brought $280 to $287. Feeder steers, 842 pounds, brought $218. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 603 to 640 pounds, brought $220 to $234. And feeder heifers, 751 to 771 pounds, brought $225 to $203. Cash hogs are higher at midday as packers look to fill slaughter needs. Processors got a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Heavier hog weights and ample supplies of market-ready hogs add more pork to the market, giving packers more leverage. Weights increase to 293.1 pounds this week. That's 0.6 of a pound above last week and 1.4 pounds more than year-ago levels. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong on the global market, which does help provide some price support, but domestic demand remains sluggish. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are 19 cents higher with a weighted average of 45.84. The Iowa Minnesota is 26 cents higher with a weighted average of 45.99. And the Western Corn Belt's up 22 cents with a weighted average of 45.87. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $36. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $25 to $35. Barrows and gilts were $1 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $24 to $34. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.07 at $88.86. Loins, bellies, hams, ribs, and picnics were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hogs are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids, derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are lower today. Brazil's harvest is just over 2% complete. And while estimates are falling, it still looks like it's going to be a large crop. Probably not the 135 million tons that has been projected recently by a private firm from Brazil, but we really have no clue at this point. Projections for Argentina are generally steady to rising with the crop in good shape. March beans are down 19.5 at 1207 and 3 quarters. May's 18 lower at 1220 and a half. March bean meal's down 1080 at 360.30. March soybean oil's up 14 points at 47.39. Corn's back to lower. Forecasts have more near-term rain in parts of Brazil, while conditions in Argentina are mostly favorable. Losses are limited by good export and ethanol demand. March is down a penny at 442 and a half, and May's 1 1/4 lower at 454. And wheat's back to mixed. It is technically due for a bounce, but there is the continued pressure from slow export demand and the higher move in the dollar index. Another round of bitterly cold weather's on tap for some U.S. winter wheat growing areas. March Chicago's up 1.5 at 583 and a half. March Kansas City's down 4 3/4 at 596 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are lower, watching weather in the major feedlots ahead of widespread direct business while waiting for Friday's on feed report. February live's down 80 at 172.32, and April's 50 lower at 174.67. March feeders are down 62 at 228.20. And nearby hogs are up. The deferred months are down on spread trade and their premium to cash. February lean's up 27 at 71.05. April's 12 higher at 77.72. You can follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Using technology to improve food safety and traceability. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. From automated monitoring and e-learning to inspection apps, labeling, and light-based decontamination, there have been significant improvements in delivering a safer food supply. Jennifer Coleman is with Aimpoint Research.
One of the technologies that's really, really interesting right now on the market, and it's a new technology, but it is definitely growing, and that is through a company called Index Biosystems. So Index Biosystems actually has a technology where they are creating a unique DNA code that can be applied to something as small as a single seed, traced all the way through the system, all the way into the final food product. This has a lot of opportunity to provide the system traceability and transparency, many of the things that consumers are looking for, and also to help reduce the amount of the broadness of some of the food recalls that we have. So it's going to be, that's a really interesting technology that we continue to watch, and just another example of how technology really is moving really, really fast, and it's a challenge to keep up, but it's something we have to do.
The use of new technology transforms the way we approach food safety, and as food companies continue to invest